Welcome to Darren Daily On Demand, your most trusted resource to help you become better every day. Here's your success mentor, Darren Hardy.
The beginning of many great transformations begin in misfortune. The beginning of the end to so many great successes also begins in misfortune. Which of those two outcomes you experience is entirely up to you. The people we admire the most are the ones who have overcome hardship and difficulty, severe setback, and through resilience and courage, succeeded anyway. Getting the opportunity to meet, interview, and get to know many extraordinary people, the ones I admire the most, are the ones who, despite suffering great misfortune, have risen to go on to do miraculous things in the world. We had Brian Chesky, the CEO and co-founder of Airbnb, on our cover at Success, but he was only a success because of what he did after misfortune struck. Airbnb started in struggle. Back in 2008, when they began, no one believed them. No one understood how the business model worked. No one thought that strangers would want to rent their homes out to other strangers, and strangers would want to live in somebody else's house. Brian recalled a conversation that he had with someone that he looked up to. He said, "I remember telling him about the idea, and he said something I'll never forget. He said, 'Brian, I hope that's not the only thing you're working on.'" And to put a death nail in the coffin, New York City made Airbnb-type rentals illegal at the same time. That is when everybody then boldly turned to face Brian, telling him that his idea was bad, it wouldn't work, and pleaded for him to quit. Well, you already know the rest of the story. Airbnb is now worth over $100 billion. Brian's personal net worth is in the tens of billions, and he's one of Time's 100 most influential people, noted as a major player in starting the entire sharing economy. Francis Bacon remarked, "The good things which belong to prosperity are to be wished, but the good things that belong to adversity are to be admired." In fact, in each case, it seems it was one's misfortune that opened up one's capacity for greatness. Bill Gates watched his first company crumble. The late George Steinbrenner, the owner of the New York Yankees, bankrupted his first sports franchise. Even when Steinbrenner took over the Yankees in the 1970s, the team struggled with a number of setbacks and losses throughout the 1980s and 1990s. But despite public fear and criticism of Steinbrenner's controversial decisions, he led the team to an amazing comeback with 7 World Series titles and a record as the most profitable team in Major League Baseball under his leadership at the time. Milton Hershey started and failed with several candy companies before he founded Hershey's Chocolate. And as you know, Steve Jobs was fired and booted out of his own company. Understand, it is not the misfortune that gives birth to greatness, only the opportunity. It was not their fall that made them great. It was their choosing to rise from their fall that made them great. Of all human virtues that we can learn, the most useful and most essential to survive and to learn to thrive as a human being is the ability to transform misfortune into an enjoyable challenge. In our lives, the chances that only good things will happen are slim to zero. The likelihood that all of our desires will always be fulfilled is unlikely. The probability that you will be faced with events and circumstances that will be barriers to your goals is 100%. You will be faced with disappointments, failures, severe illness, financial reversal, loss of relationships, and eventual deaths. Thus, this is why learning how to manage your misfortune is so critical. And learning to rise from misfortune is where your opportunity for greatness also lies. The most important factor in transforming misfortune into a magical power of fortune is to realize that destiny is in your hands. Your destiny is not predetermined. Your destiny is not decided by fate. Your destiny is a decision. Your destiny is your choice. And if you know somebody that is currently suffering a misfortune, or you want to help prevent their suffering, please share today's Darren Daily far and wide to all those that you'd like to be a hero to.